Unit 3. Amory Lovins and Soft Technology. In 1977, Amory Lovins wrote his seminal article, Energy Strategy, The Road Not Taken?, in which he posited the idea that we had to make a mutually exclusive choice regarding energy production and consumption. The first choice was to continue rapidly expanding technologies to increase energy supplies, especially in the form of electricity, using fossil fuels and nuclear energy. The other choice was to make a commitment to develop renewable energy resources, such as wind, solar, hydro, and biomass. He referred to the former as hard technologies,and the latter as soft technologies. Lovins emphatically insisted the first choice was not sustainable and could lead to the extinction of humankind. It was the height of the Cold War, and nuclear proliferation was a serious concern around the globe when Lovins wrote his article. At that time, people were more concerned about nuclear proliferation than they were about climate change.Lovins believed that hard technologies required large amounts of investment, centralized organization, and technological advancements to squeeze increasing amounts of energy out of depleting natural resources. Not only was this not sustainable, it excluded most of the developing world, making them dependent on larger powers for technology, nuclear technology in particular,which could lead to nuclear proliferation. In contrast to the continued use of hard technologies, soft technology usage would be decentralized, cost-effective, and would require fewer natural and financial resources to sustain and develop over the long term. Instead of building expensive and dangerous nuclear or coal-fired power plants,Wind turbines and other devices could be placed anywhere in the world with minimal harm to the environment. Lovins pointed out that transitioning to the use of soft technologies requires lifestyle changes. For example, people should stop relying on their automobile to get around and start using carpools, mass transit, bicycles, or just walk.Instead of turning on the air conditioner, people should open a window. This requires a change in mindset that is easier said than done. We are used to the convenience of getting into our air-conditioned car to go wherever we want, whenever we want. Soft technologies are being developed at a fairly rapid pace, but the utilization of these resources faces resistance by large energy-producing corporations.As well as the unwillingness of people to modify their behavior. With the threat of nuclear proliferation still a very real existential threat, combined with rapidly increasing global warming, Lovins's message is even more relevant today than it was when he wrote the article. The main goal of Lovins and his consulting firm is to discover new green technologies and promote transformative change in the global energy system in order to cut greenhouse gas, GHG, emissions by at least 50% by 2030. He is doing his part to make the change, and the question is, are you?